Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, why major crypto firms are going in front of the US Congress for the first time. But first, it's been a busy week for Jack Dorsey. He resigned from Twitter just a few days ago, and now he's announced a rebrand of his business Square. The financial services company will now be known as Block. Dorsey says Block will build simple tools to increase access to the economy. Since its start in 2009, the firm has grown exponentially by adding Cash App, Tidal, and TBD 545-66975 as businesses. As a result of the name change, Square Crypto, dedicated to advancing Bitcoin, will change its name to Spiral. Next. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, have reversed their ban on cryptocurrency adverts across its platforms, creating a huge boost for the crypto economy. Companies will now be able to be seen by more than 3 billion people around the world. Meta said in a statement that they're doing this because the cryptocurrency landscape has continued to mature and stabilize in recent years, and that in their eyes, alongside new government regulations, clearer rules have been set for the industry. Meanwhile, major cryptocurrency firms are to be questioned by the US Congress for the first time. The committee hearing will focus on the challenges and benefits of financial innovation. Lawmakers are trying to better understand the new financial product and how to regulate it. Politicians across both of the main US political parties have called for more scrutiny of cryptocurrencies. Executives from 8 cryptocurrencies have been called to appear, including Coinbase's Alicia Haas, Circle's Jeremy Allaire, and Bitfury's Brian Brooks. They are due to testify on the 8th of December. Next. Scientists believe they found the trigger that could lead to extremely rare blood clots after the AstraZeneca vaccine. Researchers in Cardiff and the US have shown in detail how a protein in the blood is attracted to a key component of the jab. They think this may cause a reaction involving the immune system, which can result in dangerous clots. This comes as the UK government secures 114 million further doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for future booster campaigns. But there are still warnings about Christmas.
Will you be kissing people under the mistletoe, Minister?
I haven't been kissed under the mistletoe for years. We're trying not to tell everyone who they should kiss or where they should go. And
I don't think Dr. Coffey is going to oblige on that. Well, not this Christmas anyway, but yes. Where are you on allowing people to kiss under the mistletoe, Minister?
I think Therese Coffey was making the point that we're all going to have to exercise some common sense.
Government Minister George Freeman speaking to LBC there. So be careful who you kiss. Got a Spotify Wrapped hangover? You're not alone. It's that time of year again, where the world's biggest music streaming platform gives users insight over their listening habits in the past year. It's often then shared by people on social media to demonstrate, and many times show off, their tastes. Drake was the most streamed artist in the UK, while Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You topped the song charts. The American teenager also nabbed the crown when it came to most streamed album. Dua Lipa, meanwhile, came first in terms of UK artists streamed globally. Now, Christmas shoppers have been warned about fake online reviews. UK customers bought an estimated 80 million items on the basis of positive online reviews, only to be disappointed when they arrived, according to National Trading Standards. NTS said consumer trust in online reviews is fueling a surge in criminals using them to sell poor quality goods and services. Official figures suggest that fake online reviews are estimated to potentially influence £23 billion of UK consumer spending every year. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, an injured sea turtle becomes the first of its kind in the UK.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Thousands of e-scooters have been seized as part of the Met's Christmas crackdown. More than 3,600 have been confiscated by police in London this year, as they issue a warning to retailers against exploiting customers to boost their festive sales. Privately owned e-scooters, of which a million have been sold in the UK, are banned on roads and pavements. At least three riders were killed and 291 Londoners hurt in crashes in the past year, according to official figures. Next. Online dating giant Match has settled a legal fight with the founders of Tinder for $441 million. Tinder's founders claim that Match and its former owner, IAC, undervalued the app at the point it was sold, to avoid paying billions of dollars. Match and IAC bought them out in 2017, when the company was valued at $3 billion, but Tinder's founders claim it was actually worth $13 billion at the time. Match Group, which also owns Match.com, OkCupid, Hinge, Meetic, Plenty of Fish, Ship, and Our Time, is worth $36.6 billion today. And finally, an injured sea turtle has become the first of its kind in the UK. April, an Olive Ridley turtle, lost a front flipper after becoming entangled in an abandoned fishing net. She arrived at her new home at Sea Life Loch Lomond after a 5,000-mile journey by sea, air and land from the Maldives. Mark Hind, animal care curator at Sea Life, says she's settling in well.
She's up in quarantine at the moment. We'll do some health checks. She'll have some bloods done. She'll get an ID chip, so we'll know exactly, you know, where she's from. She'll have a history. Then once she's all happy with that, we'll do some little introductions to the tank, so it's not a huge stimulus.
You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard, here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.